Go ahead and give me a little bit of some testicles.
I'm Jesus going to. Christ. Is it too loud?
Why the hell are you so loud?
I'm sorry.
Tom Lucido Show.
Worst of the Week podcast.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
You are the worst. Hey!
You are the worst of the week.
Hey, shut up with the shut up.
You shut up with the shut up.
Shut up in your face.
It's the Rizzuto Show's Worst of the Week.
Scott, hello.
Hey, mi vato, mi carnal.
Okay. All right.
Yes. How's it going?
Hey, man, I heard you did a very good job holding down the fort last week.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you being able to get behind the old captain's wheel here.
Yeah, it was a good time, man. Jeff and Riz hopped in, and yeah, it was awesome.
And then hopped the hell right on out.
Just left unannounced. Went.
I love it.
There she goes.
Full disclosure on today's Worst of the Week podcast, we are phoning it the fuck in. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we've got so much going on this weekend that it's almost impossible to direct our full attention to this. I know, Scott, you are in the middle of wedding planning and getting all that stuff together. I've got, Mardi Gras celebration tomorrow. I've got Battlehawks on Sunday. I've got 800 things to do before that even happens. So we're not phoning it in. It's just going to be probably a little quicker of an episode than you're used to. But I wanted to take just a quick second here, and I know my dad tried to do this on Thursday, but completely bombed and just crushed the mood at the end of the show. But the reason I was out on Friday was my ex-mother-in-law passed away unexpectedly the week before, and I had to go to the funeral. And it's crazy, man, to sit there and out of nowhere. And we're talking, just lost a bunch of weight. Good bill of health.
She's not old.
Not old, was 49 years old, and just gone. And it truly has, and I know this is very cliche to say, and I know it's very weird to say, but like, it truly is kind of like woken me up a little bit. And like, you never know. You never know.
Wow.
Like, she literally sat down to take a nap, and that was it. That was the end. So like, and this is going to sound, this is going to sound so cheese, man. And I've said this to a lot of people, and each time I say it, it never gets better as far as the cheese factor is concerned. But before, I loved to live, mm-hmm. and I lived to love, but I want to actually love what I do now. Like everything I do, I want to be like, is this going to benefit me or somebody else in the positive manner? And if the answer is yes, I'm fucking doing it.
That's
like I'm
awesome.
Doing it. And that was one thing that, like, this really does truly go, like, wow. And, like, I'm seeing from the outside, I'm still seeing, like, not a family crumble, but I'm watching, like, she was the rock of that family. And now I'm watching everybody around her, like, what do I do? What happens now? So, but, yeah, it was crazy. But, like, listen, if there's one good thing that you could take out of the loss of somebody is that you got to live your life while you're here. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And I know, Scott, that's kind of how you live your life anyway.
Yeah.
That's just how you are.
You want to finish the race well, as Paul wrote in the New Testament.
Exactly, yeah.
Gotta get that going, dude.
Do it. And, Ricky Bobby said, if you're not first, you're last.
That's
so,
right. But no, you do. I mean, you because you're going to have all these terrible moments.
Right.
And, and the other thing I learned a few years ago is that it hit me one day, just out of nowhere, that there's a few moments of life, like vacation, you get maybe 1 or 2 weeks a year if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Most people don't get that at all.
Right.
A few people get vacations. So there's like those high moments. Then there's like a birthday party. There's, a concert or something like that. There's these moments of, woo, this is unique and different.
Blips.
So, like that might be a 5% of your life. And then there's a whole bunch of hardships. So that's probably another 5 or 10% of life. And then the rest of it's just the normal day that you live.
Yep.
Why do we not? How are we not like obsessed with the fact that that's the big thing and we should be enjoying this freaking moment right now?
What was one of the shower thoughts that we had a long time ago? This was, I want to say a couple months ago, and it has still to this day stuck with me. If you have a normal day tomorrow, you probably won't remember it.
Yeah. It's so sad because
if you have a normal day, you won't. If you have a bad day or a really good day, you remember it. But if you have a normal day where nothing goes wrong, but nothing is extraordinary, you won't remember it tomorrow.
Wild, isn't it?
Which is insane.
So I like that idea.
But,
enjoy it, man.
And I don't want to get into a whole bunch of shit, and I don't want to sit here and spend this whole time as like a therapy session or anything like that. But like 2020 has blown for me. Like it has not been fun. I mean, just to quickly run through everything, like divorce, death of my ex-mother-in-law, The fact that I had to put my dog down on Sunday, like I got a root canal on Monday. Like 2020 has kicked me right in the tits, but I'm still standing and I ain't going down.
See, you could look at it that way, but then you can also say like, well, I also got the Battlehawk job and I got all this cool stuff happening. There's like all these breakthroughs still coming in. And yeah, it's just amazing. And dude.
It's wild. But you know what?
Wow. Your season's been rough, man.
It has. But guess what? I'm still here. And I'm standing. And I'm still thriving, man.
And to see you come in on a... You know, because we find some of this news out, and it seems to happen for you on, like, a Friday.
Yeah.
And then you find... You know, like, so then you have to... All weekend. And then you come in on Monday, and it's amazing to watch how you don't come in here to be a sourpuss and to bring the entire company down. You're in
here... What good does that do for
anybody?
Yeah,
and it's just mind-blowing, and it's such a good example and a really cool thing to learn from, is to watch you come in here with a joyous attitude and being very kind to people, and I love that. So thank you, man.
When I came in on Monday and you were like, hey, man, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good, man, how are you? I saw you go like, holy shit, like, I wasn't expecting that.
All right.
But like, you know, I got enough time. If I want to sulk, I can sulk at home.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about and I'm here with you guys, like, this is the times I enjoy. So I don't want to do that.
That's so cool, dude. So, that's a good lesson, man.
Enough of that shit. Let's talk about eating jelly beans that almost wrecked my rectum today. So let's do that. thanks, Rich, you asshole. The team Riz member, Rich.
He hates us, I think.
He brought in these super spicy Jelly Belly Bean Boozled beans. And of course, Riz not only makes Scott do it. I mean, the original plan was just to make you eat all five of them, by the way, to watch the progression of going up.
See, Rich warned me about something, but I thought it was like a joke. I thought he was saying it to everyone.
No. The plan was to just feed him. Riz wanted to just feed him to you. And then I guess, felt bad and said, I'll do one. And then Burton goes, I'll do one. And if the guy with the goddamn Crohn's disease is going to do one, I have to do one.
You're crazy, man.
So I said, to hell with it. I'm going to do the hottest one possible. And there was no flavor at all. It was just heat. I felt like I drank a bottle of rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, I had the second to worst one, the habanero.
Yeah.
And my tongue, like, it hit mainly the right side of my mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, all the juice, I guess, got that side. And there's... Even afterwards, like later on, like I got a couple crumbs. I'm like, no, more spice. But anyways, my tongue on the right side just felt like it was, about an inch thicker than the other side of the tongue.
You know what I just realized? I didn't even think about this. I literally just got a root canal 2 days ago, and it's still sore. Can you imagine if that would have gotten in there? It would have put me on the ground. I would have passed out.
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
But luckily it didn't, because I chewed on the right side of my mouth, not the left
side. Oh, gosh, that would not have been
holy
good.
Hell. That could have been the end of me. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I don't recommend those. Like, that was not fun for me.
No.
So I don't, like, the other jelly beans are fun. They're gross. You spit, you gag a little bit. This was not fun.
Dude.
This was brutal. But you could get those jelly beans anywhere you want to. If you missed the Freaks of the Week this week, fantastic Freaks. Yeah. Absolutely incredible Freaks. I think it was one of those weeks that people originally were like, "Puh, what a week of Freak of Weeks." How many times can I say week in that sentence?
Week of Freak of Week.
But how weak are these? But then you're like, you sit back and you go, this chick that won is a double amputee who lost her leg. Or no, she came in second place.
Yeah.
The second place one is a double amputee who lost her legs and spent 2 years in prison after a gone awry sex act.
How was that weak? But I always find it weird, too, with these people is that they, have you noticed they, like, do these weird explanations of random things that you probably would want to leave out normally?
Yeah, of course.
It's just amazing to me when you see that.
Because I think the people that are posting on there are, in all reality, genuinely psychos.
Yeah.
Like, they're psychopaths.
Yeah.
These are not normal people. This is not, we always say, like, you know, Riz always said when we were pulling the local ads, he'd always say, this could be your neighbor, your teacher, the person that bags your groceries. No, it can't. This is the person that sits in his house that doesn't have lights.
You're right.
You know,
or blinds. No,
they don't have TV, but somehow they have HBO. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Why? Yeah. What is happening right now? Like, that's the person that's posting this ad.
Yeah, they put a mirror in their neighbor's window, and then they aim it at there so they can watch HBO.
Yeah, like, what was going on? These are not normal people. So, like, the details and stuff are crazy. But make sure you check out Thursday's podcast to hear the Freaks.
Real quick, a fascinating... I kept thinking, because they talked about Tomb Raider, whoever, what's the star? Well, anyways, that video game
Star
Tomb Raider.
Star of Zion, Dagger of Zion.
Yeah, and they're talking about that. And right now on Business Wars podcast, they're talking about...
I'm taking a selfie while you're talking,
okay,
so continue.
They're talking about the Nintendo and Sony. I'm smiling. And they're doing the Nintendo. You have to say smiling so they can see it. I did the Nintendo and Sony battle right now with the consoles, and... I'm at the episode where they're getting an Xbox entering into the console game.
Oh, yeah, nice.
It's so fun, and it makes you want to buy every console that's ever been made. But, all right, I'm about to smile here again. I gave my good side.
That was like a sensual, hey, I want to make love to you smile. Look out. Woo! Scott getting sexy.
I want to make love.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, are you getting excited?
I'm very excited.
Now, here's a question I have
for
you.
Very excited,
are you more excited about the actual wedding and getting married to your beautiful soon-to-be wife, or are you getting excited that you get to do that to that?
No, I mean, well, obviously that's part of that, but...
Are you going to give me the correct answer once we turn the microphones off, or...?
No. I mean, it's all the above, obviously, but the fact that, yeah, she's my best friend, she's awesome, and, you know, you feel better when she's around, and just even yesterday, I guess I was just dog-tired, and... My brain was hitting at me, you know, you're thinking of the wedding and this is going to cost this and that and this. And like, how do you do all this? And just to have her sitting there like, hey, you know, going over stuff and just comforting. Yeah. You're like, wow, this is why this is going to be awesome. I've never had this kind of thing before.
I would love just you to hit record and just put the phone down. And I want to hear you guys have a conversation for like five minutes.
No.
Just to see what the hell it is. Just to see. Because whenever I see her, you know, there's a difference between like the public spouse / significant other than the behind closed doors significant other.
Yeah.
Way different. Because I know the way that she acts when she's at a show and we're all there is way different from then she acts when it's just you two sitting there watching television.
Oh, yeah, she'll put chewing tobacco in.
Yeah, of course. Exactly, yeah. Scott. Yeah, that's exactly what she wants you to tell about her.
No,
that
she
throws in chewing tobacco.
The cool thing with her is she's honestly very much the same person in both settings, which
is that's awesome.
Really wonderful.
Probably a little bit more comfortable when it's just you two, though, right?
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's been fun to see that unlocking over the last couple years and, the last year of dating, but I've known her for a long time. But to see her get a little bit more and more comfortable, you know, it's been fun with that. But she really is basically the exact same temperament at all times. It's pretty amazing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you send out two types of invitations or just one?
I think two. Because we did the... are you talking about also save the date?
No.
Okay, so the invitation, there is two, yes.
Because I was thinking like her mom's friend that gets invited.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the invitation shows up and it says, you know, your lady's name and King Scott. And they go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Are there invitations that say your name?
No.
So they all say
King Scott?
Yeah. You're such an idiot.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Dude, so now who the hell's going to explain that to aunt or to so-and-so's coworker, or is it just that they're gonna go, holy shit, she's marrying into royalty?
I just didn't even think about the good. See, I just want to make people have to explain things.
Well, yeah,
and
now
sound
they're
like
gonna
dummies.
Have to explain. Now she's gonna get phone calls and text messages going, are you marrying a king?
Mm-hmm.
You're marrying King Scott?
She really is. It's amazing.
Wow, okay. And then they look and they say, oh, long dresses and suits. Holy hell, there she is marrying a king. Where are they getting married at? Oh, they're doing the reception at the last hotel. Well, they're shutting the shit down afterwards.
What
it's
the
last thing.
Yeah, what's going
they
on?
Shut down all the hotels at St. Louis for this. So
it's
stupid,
fantastic.
Man. So stupid.
Rolling it out.
There is some news in your life. There is some news.
Yep, some big news.
The royal roommate is no longer the royal roommate.
Yeah, I came home yesterday from work and there was an empty house pretty much.
Are you serious?
Dude, it was...
Did you know he was moving out?
I thought, well, we had talked about a certain date, so, you know, like, hey, you know, if this, because we're going to start moving her stuff in. And so he, but yeah, he got a great deal right now to move in with our buddy Ryan.
Yeah.
And, you know, DJ PP.
DJ PP!
And, which I'm very jealous, because I'm like, dude, that's going to be a lot of fun. Ryan would be awesome to live with. But anyways, he, you know, he's super excited about that. So I think when he realized, like, how sweet the place is and his base, like, the room and everything, how it's set up, he's like, see you later, dude.
Yeah.
So, came home and... All the stuff was in the trailer.
Now he's got another adopted dog because Ryan's got a dog too.
He has two, right?
No, just one. Yeah, just one. So he's got an adopted dog now there too.
Great, man.
Yeah. So I
bet my dog's gonna be so bummed in a couple days.
Yeah.
Where's that guy at?
I will just let you know it's probably not gonna be next week. It'll probably be the first podcast in March, but the royal roommate will be on the show to give us a final royal update. So
I'm so scared.
He will give us a final royal update, and he says he has something to say that will, not make you mad, but it will shock the shit out of you. So there's that.
Okay.
So
yeah, there's
plenty.
We'll
hear about that a couple. And listen, man, if you have things about the royal roommate, I want you to bring them. I want you to bring them to present to the royal roommate.
You know, I'm not.
Let's have a little hash out session.
I'm not here for any of that.
This is Scott. This is life. Because he's going to come in here guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
So have some things. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be vile about it, but just have some things. Okay?
All right. He did leave his toenail collection in the jar still.
Gross.
No, I was kidding. That doesn't
gross.
Exist. But, yeah, it was weird because we were packing her up last night as well and getting some stuff moved from the place she's at right now. And so that was in disorder.
So she will not stay at your house
until
you guys are married.
Yeah. And so then I came home last night, and she's like, just remember, it's going to be empty. Because it felt weird, you know.
Yeah.
Because I love living with the royal roommate. And,
yeah.
And he's been so, it's just been awesome having, one of your great buddies there. And then to come into that place, you're just like, oh, I hate that feeling of, like, it's
emptiness.
Changing. Like, it's That's good, a, but it's also, it's the like I said, bittersweet. It's,
when I moved out of my old house and moved into the new house,
yeah.
the last couple of days, like after, when you start showing the house, it's pretty much empty, except for a bed, you know, so you can stay there. And you walk in, and when you walk in, and everything just echoes, you go, what the hell
Dude,
is this?
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah,
but you know
carpet
what?
Carpet and a table.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to forget about all that because next weekend is the King Scott Bachelor Party.
Woo!
So literally 1 week from Saturday, we will be partying all across St. Louis. So here's how the chain of events works. We start off at breakfast at IHOP in St. Peter's. We're just going to chow down on some grub. We're going to set a baseline, Scott. We got to get you carved up, get you some delicious food,
get
maybe
some
cakes,
eggs.
Some eggs. We're gonna hang out there. Then you're going to go out to the shop and the arcade out there. We're going to get you a little trim up, make sure your mustache looks real nice out there in Lake St. Louis. Also do some axe throwing and start our night out there.
Yeah, the shop, barber, and
the
bar.
The shop, barber, and game. Yeah, whatever.
Bar,
the hell it's
yeah.
The shop, barber.
Barber and bar. It's got bar in it twice.
Barber and bar.
Once, shop once, and the once, and
now we just confused everybody.
Okay.
Now we just confused everybody. It's out there in the meadows. Come and look for the big giant point truck.
Yeah,
you
just
can't
remember,
miss it,
10
okay?
10 meadow circles.
Yeah,
very
super
easy.
And then after that, where do we go?
We're going from that. We get to go all the way down to South County, and we're going to have lunch. And what time is that? So 12:30 to 2:30 at Hot Shots.
At Hot Shots, yeah.
On Union Road.
Which is fantastic. Get yourself some grub. Again, but at this point, you've already had a couple drinks. You're probably tummy's rumbling a little bit. Get yourself some food.
And is that the South County? Is that the one next to the mall?
Yeah, right across from South County Center.
Fantastic location. And yes, that's super easy to get to.
And then we're going to go play some games.
I can't wait for this.
We're going to Westport Social, where we're going to do some bocce ball. We're going to do some pop a shot, maybe some shuffleboard, some ping pong.
Yep. The
darts.
One, like I said, there's like breadcrumbs. You can't tell if it's breadcrumbs or salt or whatever the thing is. You just...
They also have a karaoke room up there, so maybe you'll get up there and
serenade
some folks. Oh, yeah. Go upstairs, do some karaoke.
Oh,
so after that, after we do some karaoke, it'll be time for dinner.
Yep.
And there's one place that you should go for dinner, and that's King Scott's Last Supper at DB's. So they contacted King Scott, and they said, hey, if you had a final meal as a bachelor, what would it be? And he said, meatloaf and green bean casserole.
Yes.
And so they are going to have, on special at DB's, meatloaf and green bean
casserole.
Thank
you, Corey and Gibby. That is phenomenal.
Hilarious.
That is genius.
Hilarious.
Corey, so high fives. A whole bunch of them.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm going to say it on this podcast, and it may be wrong. He may not be able to do it, and if it does happen, then you just got to act surprised.
Yeah.
But Corey was in attempts to get you a throne.
No way.
To sit at and eat your Last Supper. So he's attempting
Corey.
To do that. I don't know if he can do that or not, but if
Dude,
he does,
that would be awesome.
That's going to be fucking hilarious. It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, that's amazing.
And the good thing is,
Gosh.
Is right around this time, I'm joining back up with you guys.
Yes.
Because I got to work the Battlehawks game, so I'm going to miss out during the midday afternoon stuff. But
as soon as
the game's over, I'm coming to DB's, and then I'll be going to Pops.
It's going to be amazing out there.
And at Pops, you'll get a live performance from the 2SG. You'll get a live performance from Moon and the Teenage Dirtbags. And you'll get a live performance from DJ Jazzy Jeff Burton. Which, by the way, if it was up to me and I could say it on this podcast, the actual DJ name would be DJ Jizzy Jeff Burton.
Oh, dude.
That's the real name.
We could keep There he is, speaking
you
of
can't
the Jizzy.
See it. Yes. Hey, come here for one second. Come here for one second. There's Jeff right there.
Yep.
Jeff, come
ah!
here. God, stop it. I said, from here on out, we can't say it on the air, but we can say it on this podcast, is that your name at Pops is DJ Jizzy Jeff Burton.
DJ Jizzy Jeff Burton.
Instead of DJ Jazzy Jeff, you're DJ Jizzy Jeff.
I'm going to have to make a phone call and make a different t-shirt, but okay.
You're just going
to
be splooging the hits all over people at Pops. So
You know what's coming. You didn't tell him what I'm going to be playing.
Not a clue.
Okay,
spinning the ones and twos.
It's going to be nothing but Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Keep playing. Why of all bands?
Because you know that his soon-to-be wife gets all horned up when she hears some blues trumpet.
Oh, man.
It's all about the harmonica.
Yeah. Because with the lips and the blowing and the...
The live album, there's a sad song on it. That's the one that gets us, you know?
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Does he try to be funny here,
Steven,
too?
Steven is the name of the song or something like that.
The right. best thing is Donnie says to me, he goes, I don't understand how somebody hates King Scott. If you hate King Scott, yeah, man, I just want to punch you in the face. And I go, have you been around him
right,
for that long?
Go ahead and punch me.
Yeah,
fine.
You're going to have to punch a lot of people in the face.
Yeah, I got a list going, actually. It's at the laminating place right now.
Okay.
But,
Jeff.
All right.
Goodbye.
Love you.
See you, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
What the fuck does that even mean? Love you. I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah, and you know what? Speaking of Donnie, you just want to go get him for the weekend rage.
Yeah. Oh, and one more place. After Pops, head in the last hotel, get your rooms, and breakfast the next day.
$105 $105 get you a room and get you brunch the next morning.
Is almost like it.
It's a lot.
If you look at the normal
off.
Price, it is crazy cheap.
It's a lot
compared
of money
to the normal night. So and it's a beautiful it's a luxury hotel and it's
sure
phenomenal
is.
Yeah
so yeah make sure you go do that and get the room.
I'm gonna
and
go grab the guy
fun stuff.
Sharing the last dinner with me. He's gonna be at the last supper.
Oh, he's gonna be at DB's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, go grab it.
Hey, this is Bear Jackman and you're listening to the Worst of the Week podcast, and it's the fucking worst.
That's still probably one of my favorite liners.
I just realized the volume was off in my headphones. No wonder I was off in La La Land there.
Okay.
But I love that liner.
It was Barrett Jackman.
Oh, okay.
It was Barrett Jackman.
Yeah.
And speaking of Barrett Jackman, if you haven't checked out Donnie Fandango and Jeff Burton doing the Last Minute Blues podcast, you got to check that out. I know there was an episode that they had Barrett Jackman on, and by all accounts, I mean, from what I listened to, because I don't like to listen to a lot of stuff that involves Jeff. But from what I did listen to, it was a fantastic interview. So,
oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
It's awesome to hear a guy like that, where you only hear him, you know, behind a camera and usually behind a microphone talking X's and O's of hockey. To hear him kind of you kind of witness during the entire podcast him loosen up and loosen up and loosen up, and by the end he was like, "Yeah, man, I did this," and you're like, "Holy shit, it's Barrett Jackman's personality."
Which I honest to God, I loved him as a player.
Yeah,
and he was, dude, he was always stoic.
Right,
you know,
that was his
post-game
thing.
Post-game interviews, I mean, he's not going to say a lot. But, man, it is always so amazing getting that player perspective, man.
Right.
You know, that whole retirement thing. When he talked about when he retired, man, he didn't know what the hell to do with himself. Because since he was 4 years old, 5 years old, he'd been told what time to get up to go to practice, what time to game, what time to eat, to eat, everything. You know?
How about the fact that when you do see him actually show some personality, whether it's on the ice or everything, it's like smile and it's like high five and it's a hug, or it's like him questioning a call going, what? And then that's it.
Right.
And then he's back into Barrett Jackman, the hockey player mode. So listening to him on the Last Minute Blues podcast, it's great to see that, holy shit, this guy's got a personality.
Yep.
And he actually has, like, feelings and thoughts and things that he enjoys.
Well, I don't know. And also, too, we're trying to work out taking the podcast on the road to the Centene Center.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that we can get a couple more players as well.
That'd be beautiful.
And we were working on that. And then, you know, all the Jay Bomeister stuff happened.
Right.
And we stopped because obviously, but hopefully that's something that we'll get a chance to do. It's just such a genuine, man, and I don't want to sound cheesy, man. It is such a genuine thrill for me to be able to do this, man.
To talk to athletes.
I don't take this shit for granted at all, man. Like I mean, this is what I've wanted to do since I was a little kid, even more so than music radio.
Yeah.
So when we have the opportunity, that's when so it's cool. Curbs, when it's Vitaly, when it's anybody, man,
Louis.
It's a fucking thrill to be able to do the thing with Jamie Rivers. I just keep going.
Why has he got to fucking ruin every moment that we have?
He doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Not.
Before Donnie came in here, right after the show this morning, he says, like, Scott, I don't know how anybody doesn't like you. If I met somebody that didn't like you, I would punch them in the face. And I'm like, you don't know him that well. You truly don't know him that well. But if you're gonna be punching somebody in the face, we might as well just get this week in rage by proxy over. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
The Rizzuto Show on 105.7 The Point.
Now might be a really good time for you to get angry.
I'm always angry.
These fucking assholes!
Simple. You cannot curse out your boss. You can't flip the bird to your neighbor. I mean, technically you can do all these things, but it's probably not going to work out well for you in the end. But guess who can do all these things for you? Mr. Donnie Fandango. He rages for you. All you have to do is email us, wow@1057thepoint.com, or hit us up on the social medias, Riz Wow, and we will take care of your rage with the Week in Rage by proxy.
All right, I'm done. I refuse to truly believe that the universe is against me, and even if it is, fuck you. I'll win somehow in one day. But I'm tired. You left, and it destroyed me completely. Cold feet is a bitch of a reason to try and rationalize when everything was happy until the 2 days you decided to panic. Out of 2.5 years, we were the most cuddly and in love people in the world, just ended, and you decided it's better for the both of us if you ghost the fuck out of my life like it never happened. Life sucks right now and I'm tired. Bad night. Thanks for giving me a vent, fellas. It helped more than you know.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we'll get one of these. It's a big bummer that there's not really a whole lot to say except for keep your head up. And
We've all been there.
There's a lot of people going through some similar shit as you are, and it sucks. And the only piece of advice that I can give you is when you lay down, you wake up the next morning, and you go, fuck it. I'm going to make this day my day.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to make today my day. Yeah. Yesterday sucked, and that was somebody else's day. Today's my day.
And the cliche thing to say is, but it's the truth. Is that it's probably best that it ended now. You don't have to keep going further, and then they just peace out on you like that. It's frustrating.
Any person that's going to ghost you, whether it be your buddy, whether it be your boss, whether it be somebody that you did a job interview with, a girlfriend,
sucks.
Anybody that ghosts you that doesn't even give you an explanation, they can go fuck themselves.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's going to hurt really bad at first if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, man, we're not friends anymore, or hey, this relationship isn't going to work out, or hey, before we even start dating, I just want to let you know I just want to be friends, this ain't going to work. That sucks for a small amount of time.
Yeah.
When you get the ghost and you will never get those answers, that shit hurts. So, folks, if you're listening right now and you're in the middle of ghosting somebody or thinking about it, just be a fucking human and an adult and just tell them that this ain't going to be cool anymore.
I mean, it's just so much more respect. I mean,
It's a coward's way. Ghosting is a coward's way.
That's exactly the best way to say it, man. The Cardinals just had their $6 ticket sales today. They posted about it on Facebook, and holy fuck, people need to stop bitching about absolutely everything. If you don't like the ticket fees, don't buy the tickets. And if you don't like the product on the field, don't buy the tickets. Jesus fuck, I hate the 24/7 complainers. You're so ignorant. I love Cardinal baseball. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
There is something about the best fans in baseball where they fucking bitch about everything, man.
Yeah. Like, and it's...
Ugh. This team could be
you almost with, cursed.
Dude. No.
He almost said the F word. I'm counting it.
No. That team could be stacked with all-stars at every position, and people would still find a reason to bitch and say that it's not as good as Whitey's teams.
Right.
And if you look at all the predictions right now for the World Series, we're, what, number 4 or 5 that still could win it this year. Like, we're still ranked incredibly high. We still have a phenomenal team. Yeah, we didn't land any big guns, and we have the injury right now with Mikolas and all this kind of stuff, and Hicks, but... Dude, this team is amazing. It's going to be fun to watch them. And if all else, you see the guys we didn't get are on these other teams, they're really fun to watch, so go watch them beat us.
This guy's got it right.
Yeah.
If you don't fucking want it, don't buy it.
It's a game. It's fun.
And it's one of the things that drives me so crazy about, like, because I get notifications when people leave us messages for the Point Facebook page.
Right, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God.
I can only imagine.
Dude, people just bitch about fucking everything, and it's always our fault. Right. Always our fault. Panic at the Disco doesn't play, it's our fault. You know what I mean?
Like, you play too much Panic at the Disco, it's our fault. Here's what else I love, but that $6 ticket deal, you know, and people going crazy about it. On the flip side, the Battlehawks. They were offering season tickets. You could get season tickets for the Battlehawks for $150 total. Not per game, total. And people go, I'm going to see how well it sells, then I'll buy tickets. That same type of person is now bitching that they have to pay $200 to get into the building on Sunday.
You snooze, you lose.
That's on you. Yeah. That's on you. You can't sit there and go, well, what the fuck? Tickets were $24 a month ago. Now they're $100? Yeah, because you fucked up.
Dude, that to me sounds like just such a St. Louis typical response. Like to get angry about that.
You know what it is?
What the fuck are you getting angry about?
You know what it is? It's this. There's so much snow out there, I can't believe my kids are going to school. This is bullshit. The fact that there's so much snow on the ground and my kids got to go to school, it's ridiculous. This just in, they've canceled the Pearl Jam concert. What a bunch of pussies! Yeah.
Dude, that
there's only 3 feet of snow out there, and you can't play a rock show, you pussies!
Poor Season City.
There it is, man. That is, dude, St. Louis to a fucking T
When it doesn't have to do with me, when it doesn't have to do with me, everybody else is a big old pussy. When it has to do with directly with me, well, fuck everybody.
Yeah. That's good.
This might have been my favorite. That 15 to 20 seconds might have been my favorite time on this podcast ever. I need to get this out there because it's tearing me up. Fuck you, Amway, and all you stupid multi-level marketing schemes. You prey on those that are good people that want something more, and in some cases turn them into cult members that will push out those that care about them the most just because they won't join. You ruin lives so you can make an easy dollar, all while telling people that you are helping them to be better leaders and individuals.
Wow.
You've ruined my girlfriend's life and have caused her to shut me out when all I want to do is be with her and her boys. Fuck you.
Dude, I have a buddy who his marriage ended because of one of those pyramid schemes.
Wow.
One of those pyramid schemes because it was almost a cult mentality, and he lost his wife because of it, and that was before they got divorced. Like, there were times where they would be sitting there in the living room, and he would say, hey, 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 hey! And then she'd look up and go, huh? And he goes, what are you doing? And she's like, posting about this and recruiting this team member and doing this and this. And it ruined their marriage, completely ruined it. And they split up. They get little kids and everything.
Man, when I was in high school, I would say probably a freshman or a sophomore. And this couple that went to our church said that they wanted to come over to our house and talk to me about a job opportunity. And, you know, this was a couple that my mom and dad trusted a lot.
Yeah.
And so they were really excited about what the possibility could be. And I knew this couple, and I thought they were really nice people. And they came over, and my mom was there. My dad was at work, but I remember my mom being there sitting at the kitchen table, and I remember them sitting down to talk to me. And I remember vividly when the word Amway came out of their mouth the first time, my mom just, like,
sunk.
Like, dude, every bone was sunk.
Just taken from her body.
Because, like, she didn't want me to be rude, but at the same time knew that this was total bullshit.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, I went, played the part, did what I had to do. Yeah. You know, they left, and my mom was like, I'm so sorry, but you're definitely not doing anything of that at all. And that was at a point in time where my mom was like, you need money? You better figure out a way to friggin' make it, son.
Yeah.
Because I ain't giving it to you.
Right.
But that was just, man, that's
looking
so sad.
Out, man.
What's really cool is that it's 50 one day and 11 the next. So here's a cool idea, Winter. We're done here. Go fuck yourself. I would agree with that. And finally, guys, please do me a giant favor. Tell everyone out there who meets a guy, goes home with them, hooks up with them, and then leaves without saying goodbye and doesn't talk to them again that some dudes don't actually want that. Yeah, we met that night. Yeah, you came over. Yeah, we hooked up. But I was into you, not just for the ass. If that's all I was to you, fine. But let me know. Don't just sit there and tell me the shit I wanted to hear and then ghost me. It's all good. If you wanted the D, I would have given it to you, but you made it seem like we had some sort of connection. I know I should man up, but fuck it. It happens more than you think. First of all, this sentence, I know I should man up. Fuck that, dude. If your feelings are fucking hurt, your feelings are hurt. If you liked the girl, you liked the girl. You're not a pussy for liking the girl and being bummed out that she was one and done in you. Don't. That whole male mentality thing is such bullshit.
Fellas,
dude,
it's okay to get upset.
Dude, it's all right to
it's
be
okay.
hurt.
As long as you don't cry, it's okay.
No. You can cry,
dude.
Too. Oh,
what? You can cry, too.
Dude,
it's okay.
I'm telling you, every time that one of my kids does something on stage for school or with school,
mm-hmm.
I cannot directly fucking look at it happening.
Yeah.
Because I am just a fucking wreck,
so
man.
Cool,
it's
man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, dude, so, buddy, it stinks. That sucks. And you're right. Not every dude is like that. But also, man, it's all right to fucking feel that way. And you never know, man. You might run into this chick another time.
Maybe.
She might rethink.
Maybe she had the poops.
You never.
She had to roll out quick.
Well, you know what? We could hope it's something like that, I guess.
Dude, I got to tell you this story. And I wanted to tell this story on air, but Moon went into some, like, theological study he found, and it completely threw me off.
Shocker.
But I want to tell you this story. So we were talking about drunk goggles. And how that's a real thing. And Riz had asked if any of us had drunk goggles on and brought home a lady in our past. In college, I went to a bar, which I did very regularly in college. I met a lady. We went back to my place. things happened as they do. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, holy shit, she's still here. And this actually did happen. So what do I do? Like, I'm ready to go about my day. It's a Sunday. I want to hang out with my buddies and play PlayStation all day. So I got up. I said, hey, I got to go to work. And I went into the bathroom and I put on my khaki pants. I put on my Finish Line manager's polo. I came into the room. She was getting dressed. And I was like, sorry, I wish we could hang out, but I really got to get it to work. And I got into my truck and she got into her car and she drove away. And I pulled around and then I turned back around. And I went back to my house and I hadn't worked at Finish Line in 2 years at this point. That's what I used to get her out of my house. And just to let you know, I did that more than once.
Oh, wow.
It was not one of my proudest moments, but that was a great trick. Because you just throw on the polo, throw, who the hell's going to wear khaki pants and a button-down polo Finish Line shirt and not actually work?
Yeah, I don't know that that's ever happened. I'm sure that it's happened to a girl that has slept with me, though. Yeah. I'm positive that somebody did it was like, well, everybody's got one. Yeah. I'll forget after a number of years.
I honestly tried to force a girl out one time, and she would not leave, and she thought it was just funny. But I sat there, and my roommate lived upstairs. There was like a loft upstairs, and I sat there for the entire time. I went, Pat, what sandwich do you want? I'm going to have her make us sandwiches. And I started shouting out random combinations of sandwiches, and she goes, do you have rye bread? And I, at one point, like after 10 minutes of this, I go, you need to go. Just straight up, you need to go. And she's like, okay.
Men and women, take the hint.
Yeah, just listen.
Take the hint.
Listen, what we've learned from today's Week in Rage by Proxy is just behave.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Be respectful.
Right.
Be nice.
Yep.
Sometimes it is just ass. Just admit it.
Have an extra exit strategy.
And fellas, it's okay to cry.
There it is.
Donnie, wow. Thank you, buddy.
I got to go be on the radio.
Yeah,
bye, everybody.
Right, bye, you, Donnie. Bye, Donnie. Bye. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, this is one thing that is for certain, and I have no doubts about it, is that if you're going to lie to me, there's one thing that you need to do, and that's not lie about delicious food that comes from the Baked Bear.
Amen.
When it comes to amazing, delicious, freshly made cookies with the delicious, unique ice cream in the middle, I don't know if you saw the email that came across, Scott, but somebody said they went to the Baked Bear, and they got your sandwich, the gooey butter cookies with the blackberry crisp ice cream. And he rolled that some bitch in Fruity Pebbles.
Ooh.
That's what he did. Listen, not for me, for him. He said he loved it. He said he took a bite and then transcended. He said his wife looked at him and had to like snap him back into reality. So that's the type of stuff you get at the Baked Bear. It's in the Del Mar Loop. All you have to do is when you're going to the show at the pageant or at the Del Mar Hall, you got to do is just go right across the street. Tell Colin and the folks over there that we sent you. They're going to take care of you. They're going to treat you nicely. It is the Baked Bear in the Del Mar Loop.
Hey, this is Sam Morrell, and you're listening to the Worst of the Week podcast. It's the fucking worst. It's dreadful. It stinks.
Dude, I don't know about you, but I'm all spent.
Yep.
I'm just about spent.
This has been a very long 12 days this week.
Did you give away the worst doodle last week or no?
No, I didn't.
All right, so we got to make sure we give away the last doodle, which last time I think it was the Ditka Valentine's Day.
Yes.
All right, so make sure you find somebody online and you get that for them, and then this is quite possibly the scariest fucking thing ever. What is that?
It's a pretty Bigfoot eating a lollipop.
It looks like Gumby fucked Bigfoot, and then Bigfoot gave this Gumby she-beast
But this is in honor of our guest today, Dan Cummins, on the Big Show.
We didn't even get to Dan Cummins. Yeah, damn it.
The master suck, you know, and he, so this is called The Sucker because it's holding a sucker. And,
nice.
But it's in honor of his wonderful podcast and conspiracies. And
if stuff. You missed Dan Cummins on the show today, go back to Friday's podcast and give it a listen. Absolutely incredible. That dude is super fun to have on, and he can make a boring ass topic that I would literally have no interest in exciting. And I know that sounds like it almost is shitty, but like if for real, he could take a topic that I could go, I don't care about this. And he starts talking about it. And I go, oh, tell me more.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Make sure you
check out our podcast, the Riz Show podcast, for his interview on our show. And then check out the Time Suck podcast as well. And the podcast he has with his wife.
Yeah. It's scary. The other one, it's scary.
It's something about being scared.
Yeah, I'll get it here in a second.
We're ridiculous, but yes. So make sure you check that out. Dan Cummins is absolutely awesome. While you're looking that up, things...
Scared to death.
Scared to death, yes. Things to put on your calendar for this weekend.
Okay.
Tonight, take the night off.
Oh.
Get some rest.
All right.
Go to bed early. Make sure you drink some Gatorade or Pedialyte before you go night-night. Wake up tomorrow morning and be ready. Tomorrow morning, it's Mardi Gras, baby. Monster tent. You can still buy tickets right now. $90 gets you into the tent. You get the premium bar, the collector's cup, the private bathrooms, heated tent, in-and-out privileges, great spot on the parade route. It's perfect. Moon and the Teenage Dirtbags, Platinum Rock Legends, myself, DJ, and hosting the whole damn thing. It is a blast. Buy your tickets. Come say hello. Sunday. Ka-ka! Battlehawks game. Come on down. Come say hey. I'll be in section 154. It's going to be an absolute blast down there.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Listen, everybody knows how things work. This is the very first time that we're doing an XFL game in St. Louis. There are going to be things that don't work out correctly. There are going to be things that pop up that are problems. We are just going to have fun, guys. We
this
are going to
exciting.
Party our ass off down there. So come on down to the tailgate. Come on down to the game. If you got tickets, come say hello. I'm in section 154. I'd love to say hey to each and every one of you. So make sure you come on down and let's blow the roof off that bitch.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of tailgating. And I know Dingers, he's going to be down there bright
Danny
early.
Dingers?
He's tailgating. He's starting at like 10 or 10:30
Our
down
very
there.
Own Danny Dingers is a sales guy here who is...
he's going to be down there.
He's quite
awesome.
The master swordsman, and he's a very interesting fella. So... Danny Dingers.
He hit the home run over the
and he was
the
only
giant
guy,
wall.
The only
over,
guy.
No
during,
MLB guy got it.
The only guy during that celebrity softball game over at CarShield Field in St. Charles.
Very cool.
He hit the home run over there. So
and
it's crazy.
Can I give a little plug here?
Of course you can.
Okay, it's a friend of mine, a friend of my cousin's, I should say. And it's this new nonprofit, and it's called, let's see, LTR, Canine Rescue, and it stands for Long-Term Relationship. But what this guy does is he goes around and he finds the dogs that have been dropped in basically like the worst of the worst areas around town. And
abandoned dogs. Yeah,
abandoned. And he picks them up. And so he found this place down in South City and they're building a new center for it. He got a really good deal on the building and he needs a lot of help to get this up and going. But they're doing a really cool thing. It's better for us too because you don't have to worry about hitting these creatures. You know?
Yeah.
It's just safer for everyone, your buddies, your little buddies, and then us as well. So if you want information and you know how to build things and you know how to help people, please reach out to – you can also email me, kingscott@1057thepoint.com, or go to ltrk9resource.org. And it's a very cool deal. So
That's
check
awesome.
Them out.
Also, one thing that I want to tell people is, speaking of the Battle Hawks, they have a player on their team who is a punter. His name is Marquette King.
Oh, this guy.
He's got a personality that is second to none. He actually enjoys, being alive. Like, he's one of those guys, when you see him, you go, this dude loves every day of his life. Extremely talented on the field, extremely talented off the field. He's a musician. He's a producer. So he sent me a bunch of his music yesterday because I met him while I was at the Dome kind of prepping some stuff. The dude is crazy talented, like beyond talented, to the point where like I listen to his songs and I go, this is some shit that I would add to my Spotify playlist, like just generally. Damn. I'm going to have him come in on this podcast.
Yes!
We're going to have him come in on the big show too, I think. Okay. But we're going to have Marquette come on this podcast, see what he's got going on, talk to him about his time in the NFL, talk about him as how his life is here in St. Louis, talk to him about, you know, just pretty much everything. So if he's willing to do it, and I'll have to run everything by him, but I'm sure he will be able to do it, we're going to have him come in on the podcast and hang out with us. So that'll be a lot of fun. Follow the big show on Twitter, R-I-Z-Z show. Follow this show on Twitter, R-I-Z-Z wow. You can email us, wow@1057thepoint.com. I know we've been saying that we wanted to do the joke off thing, but shit just kind of keeps falling onto us. We'll get to that very, very soon. Next week, though, we will 100% for sure do the worst song of the week. And we have a special guest. Should I reveal the special guest or no? Let's wait on revealing the special guest.
Yeah, we'll wait.
But we will tell you the song right now. And the song for the worst song of the month of February is a country classic, and it is by Conway Twitty, and it is You... what the fuck is the song? It's Only Make Believe.
Yes, Only
God,
Make Believe.
God, man. I just had a brain fart.
Until we picked this, I could have sworn I've never heard that.
Yeah.
And it was about a week ago or so, I was at a store, and it was playing through the speakers. And now that I've started learning the song, I'm hearing it the time.
My dreams come true.
It's huge.
My one and only you. Oh, dude, we're going to have so much
fun. I know his
fun.
Other song,
Hello, darling.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to see ya.
Is this song not great, though? It's
Dude,
a great
it's
song.
Phenomenal.
And we're going to kill this.
I love
it's
it.
Gonna
it's
going to be absolutely amazing.
And, yeah.
So that will be on the podcast next week. Follow King Scott on Twitter, King Scott Rules. That's on Facebook, Instagram, all yep. that stuff. I'm Patrico 1057. Scott, anything else?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out. It's a sad one. It's. No, I won't do that.
You were just going to pop out this bitch?
Yeah, no.
Just say goodbye to the people.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Rizzuto Show.
Worst of the week.